You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
That heat is just insane. You know, we had the 100-degree day, not officially, but in most places around the metro area the other day. Down in El Paso, if it hits 100 today, it'll mark 34 straight days of triple digits. And you don't want to be in Phoenix right now. It's been at least 110 for almost three straight weeks.
I was watching a story about that out there in Phoenix. The lows for the days are 90 degrees. Those are the lows.
The low.
So at night, when you're trying to sleep, when you're sweating the bed, it's, you know, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, you know,
it
could be worse. Could be worse.
Did you see the story about somebody pooping their pants on an airplane because it was so hot on the airplane that people were passing out and then soiling themselves?
Yeah, more than one person.
I mean, first of all, it's embarrassing to pass out on an airplane. And then two, why does your body do that to you? You're like, come on, body, it's bad enough that I passed out in front of all these people. And your butt's like, oh, hold my beer. Here we go.
Temperatures in Denver today will be actually in the upper 80s, so we get a bit of a break here. That's funny, 88, and we consider that a big break.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot, it's hot dog day. All sorts of deals going on around the country. What do you put on your dog, by the way?
I am just a yellow mustard and dill relish.
Yeah, that's me.
That's it. It's the best combo.
Occasionally, a little bit of chili on there is good.
Sure. Yeah. That's
chili
good.
Dog is good. I was writing up about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I just came right out and said, if you put ketchup on a hot dog, we're just not friends. Sorry.
Yeah, you'd need to be shoved down.
Deals all over the place if you want to go get your hot dog. But the funny thing about this is, on hot dog day, the news is actually about tacos. Do you remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about how there was this big court thing going on where Taco Bell was trying to get Taco John's trademark deemed, I guess, unsupportable. They wanted to nullify the trademark that Taco John has for the phrase Taco Tuesday. Taco Bell was saying, look, it's such a common phrase now, you can't trademark that. Well, it turns out it didn't even have to go to trial. The two sides got an agreement, and Taco John just decided to drop it on their own. Okay. And in this case, Jeremy, it's because of money. And it's not Taco Bell paying them, although that could have gone under the table, as far as I know. But Taco John realized what it was going to cost them in court costs and attorney's fees. And that's too bad that you can just bully someone in court because you got the legal, you know, bucks all saved up. And then somebody like Taco John, they're like, we can't afford to go to trial that long.
Have your stupid saying then.
So Taco John's gave up Taco Tuesday. And what they're going to do is they're going to take the money they say they may have spent on attorneys and court costs, and they're going to donate it to a charity that helps restaurant workers who are struggling.
Well, and then they did have the money, though, to fight it, right? If they're doing they did have the money to fight it then.
They're not giving all of the money it would have taken.
Oh, okay.
So they're spending they're giving about $40,000 to this charity. Believe me, the attorneys would have been a lot more than that. But I like what Taco John's did. They turned around after they made this donation and they challenged Taco Bell to do the same.
Oh, yeah, they should step up.
So what they said, Taco John's is giving like $100 for each of their 400 locations. So they turn to Taco Bell and they go, your turn, because you've got 7,200 locations. What are you going to do?
They should. They should just team up.
Team up.
Team
Give
up
them
for some good PR.
I know you're not crazy about royal stuff, but I'm kind of your royal family reporter on the show. And what's this? What's this? Radar Online says Prince Harry and Meghan Markle may have gone their separate ways?
Gasp!
What?
I can't believe it.
It's not surprising.
I don't want to believe it, Tom.
That all of the pressure and the stress, Jer Bear, that they say they need some time apart to figure things out. Now, this is not an official announcement from anyone, but it's Radar Online, and I think where there's smoke, there might be fire.
Could be, yeah. Yeah. I could see
that
happening.
They said too much stress, all the emotional issues, they said, has likely made life a living hell.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't care for that.
And then lastly, what I've got here, I don't have much of a problem with this list released by Variety. They wanted to rank the best action movies of all time.
I didn't see this. Tell me about it.
I will go to my grave saying Die Hard, Die Hard, Die Hard. Nothing can beat Die Hard. Greatest action movie ever. Variety
dated,
put it
though.
Well, whatever.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's still
so
good. It's still
what?
Very good.
It's the greatest action movie of all time, but Variety puts it at number two. They went with the old Mel Gibson movie, The Road Warrior, as number one.
Never saw it.
I would put it in the top 10. It's that post-apocalyptic thing where he's down in Australia and they've got the crazy cars. And just pull up a trailer for Road Warrior, the original.
Give me a few more on the list, because this intrigues me. I love action movies.
They got Hitchcock at number three, which you haven't seen, so don't worry about that.
That's
number
Will Smith.
Four. What?
Was that Will Smith's Hitchcock?
No, an Alfred Hitchcock movie called North by Northwest.
Different than the Hitchcock I know.
Number four, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yes.
Good.
I think that should have been number two. I would have gone Die Hard and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Enter the Dragon.
Bruce Lee! I have that on VHS still.
On VHS?
On VHS. That's
and
one of the ones.
You just had the gall to tell me something is dated.
Well, I know. It's just one of those ones that was like an iconic movie that I watched with all my buddies growing up, so I just held on to it. Just for the cheese factor.
Gene Hackman at number six with The French Connection. The Matrix was number seven.
Good.
Interesting. Aliens, the sequel from 86, was number eight. The classic Seven Samurai from the Japanese director was number nine. And then Steve McQueen's Bullet was number 10.
God, that's a good movie, too.
Where's
Terminator?
Terminator did not make the top 10.
That's BS. Where's
Rambo?
They've
got a top 50. Do you want me to pull up the whole top 50?
We should post at least some, because these lists are BS. I'm trying to think of other really good action
movies.
They're
pretty close on this one. I think some of the ones they have in the...
I mean, where's Fast and Furious?
Well, I'll scroll. It's just that on the Variety.com website,
they only
to
give you
scroll
10 or
takes
whatever.
Forever.
Is
you got to go
slide
through all their
show?
Ads.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not a slideshow, but they've just got so many ads, it takes forever.
Yeah.
You remember that old movie that you and I have talked about a few times, Dennis Weaver? It was the very first Steven Spielberg movie where it's the guy trying to get away from the truck driver called Duel.
Yes.
Was number 39 on the list.
That's a pretty darn good movie.
Interesting. What else is trending?
Well, the biggest celebrity news right now.
I will look up your Terminator for you during the break.
Thank you. Biggest celebrity news right now is this whole Miranda Lambert thing where she called out a group of girls taking selfies instead of watching her shows, her show that she was performing live.
Well, isn't she right, though?
Well, she said these girls are worried about their selfies and not listening to the song. It's teeing me off a bit, she said. We're here to hear some country music tonight. I'm singing some country. Damn music is what she said. Anyway, the woman that was taking these selfies is now in the news. She says she was appalled at being called out. She just wanted to have a good picture. They had the best seats in the house. She's a 43-year-old social media influencer. She promotes products and stuff on her pages. So, I mean, I can see now why she did want the selfie. But if you take the whole influencer thing out of it and you're there at a Miranda Lambert concert up close, hells yeah, take your selfies all day long, is my opinion. You paid good money to see this person. This person... I think Miranda would want you to be taking selfies and then posting that you're at her concert, talking about how great they are. It's free publicity.
Couldn't you take a selfie before she comes out, just with the crowd, or when she's first walking out?
She was talking about that. She says, I tried to get a good picture before the show, but the lighting wasn't great. So, obviously, when she did finally come out to sing, they put the spotlight on her, then you could probably see her better. Boom, let's take a selfie. She said the whole thing was about 30 seconds of selfie action before she spoke up, but give me a break. If you're an entertainer, you got to expect that at your concerts. She's full of herself. I'm mad as hell. Here's another crazy story. Tupac's back in the news. I guess the murder investigation is still open, and they say it possibly could have some new life right now. Las Vegas police served a search warrant yesterday at a house in Henderson, Nevada. And it was related to the Tupac investigation. Nobody really knows what's going on with this. The family doesn't even know. They say they're learning about this in real time, just as the public is. But they say that it's kind of cool that, you know, this late in the game, that the murder investigation is still top of mind for a lot of the police officers.
You know, crazy. What's interesting about this is the show that I am right now absolutely obsessed with. It has become my new favorite British crime show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Unforgotten.
Okay.
Oh my God, is it well written?
Just a bunch of old cases.
And that's what it is. It's old murder cases that they stumble and they start getting new evidence for. And so 40 years later, they might go back to a case and solve it. And that's what this Tupac thing is. They've got maybe some new evidence.
I know. So they raided a house in the name of Tupac. So that's kind of cool.
And I know we're going to get some text messages. What was that show, Dom? It's called Unforgotten. It's a British crime show. Watch it with the captions so you can understand what they're saying.
Hey, Japan Airlines wants to free people of the hassle of carrying on bags and the hassle of packing altogether. Here's a service I will never use. They launched a new service that allows tourists and business travelers to rent clothes from them for as little as $28 for 2 weeks. It's called Anywhere. And you can rent up to 8 outfits, various sizes, various styles, and they drop it right off at the hotel for you even. You don't have to stand around at the airport. The clothes are, yes, previously used, but thoroughly cleaned and ironed before delivery, and
you
can't get underpants. So, a service I would not use, Dom. I don't think so. Would you use that?
No. No, it has nothing to do with the reason for you.
I'd be worried about
it. For me, it's all about fit and look.
Yeah.
Fit and look.
Because when you get that stuff, it's a little tight.
I mean, people go and buy clothes at secondhand shops. It's not a big deal.
They do.
You wash it,
I know. You wonder how many people are, you know, have had this shirt on as you're wearing it. Let's clickbait it.
Clickbait.
I think that's why, too, I don't like being in weddings because you got to rent the whole tuxedo and the shirt. And you're like, how many dudes were sweating in this shirt?
Ugh.
You'll find our clickbait on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It is so fun today. It's the 25 finalists for the 2023 Comedy Pets Photography Awards.
Oh, that's great.
And these are fun every single year. You need to check out the cat that's really close to the camera. It's like a bubble lens with his tongue sticking out. It's by far the winner. You can vote and all sorts of stuff. So it's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning. Quickly, I will tell you, I've just scrolled through all of the top 50 and Terminator is not in the top 50.
This is a crappy list is what this
However,
is.
Terminator 2 was number 17.
Okay, that's a good one too.
So
all
is
right.
that okay?
We'll take
Does
that.
It, redeem
we'll take
itself?
That.